Hey, thanks, Bob.
Aaron.
Yeah, go ahead, Darwin.
So, first of all, I have to publicly apologize to Bob and Darren and Cody because we scheduled a meeting at the court on Friday, and Bob even called me and reminded me on Thursday, and then I got wrapped up and forgot all about the meeting until 11:30, and they were already at lunch. So I'm sorry about that.
Hey, Carmine, that's fine. It happens. It's not like it's an emergency. We can meet any other day up there. Because I'm sure we're going to have to meet before we do actually any, if we get permission, we'll have to meet up there to run everything by whoever we need to. So no big deal. You have things to do. This is a hobby. That's the way I look at it. Things will get done when they get done. We all got jobs. We all got other lives. We got our lives to live. This is a hobby. And we'll get it. And it'll come in time.
Well, I'm convinced I no longer know what day it is. That's part of the problem.
You retired. You should have never retired.
Yeah, I know. But I did want to say that, you know, I contacted Judge Sinclair. He knows what we're discussing. And Bob put together a really nice proposal. He sent that to me. I reviewed it for like 30 seconds. I'm too tied up in some other things here with the weather. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact Jeff Warren and Norm Spackman and just say, here's what's going on. Here's the basics. I'm not talking about sending any of your stuff yet, but say, where do we go with this? Because I think it's a good idea and we ought to see where we go. Because we're going to have to get, probably the court administrator is going to have a say in it. And I don't think she'll have a problem if I talk to her about it. Actually, the president judge, too, since the courts are under control of the president judge. But again, I've known her for years, and I don't think she'll have a problem with it at all, as long as we cover the bases. I think the biggest thing we'll have to worry about is access and how access is controlled, and the safety of the equipment, because who else goes in that building for what? And I think the other thing I wanted to say was, I know I said this to Bob and maybe Jason and Darren. I don't think there is any problem with the club supporting GMRS repeaters. Some people worry that they can be used for business purposes. That's entirely true. But I think if the club supports them, it just says, okay, the condition is no business on this repeater. It's family or, you know, hunters or whatever. And if somebody starts that, tell them, hey, you're not going to be on here anymore, you know, whatever you need to do.
But that's already in our policy.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I'll be, when I send that, Bob, Darren, and Cody, I'll send you a copy of whatever I sent.
Okay. Well,
you know, GMRS is an auxiliary communication system, and I think it's reasonable for me to push that idea at them.
Okay, well, Carmine, thank you for all your help and everything we've done. I mean, it's been fantastic with your support.
Well, I'm having fun with it. You guys amaze me. You think of an idea, and then you just do it. I could never figure out how you do that.
We got some active guys. And it's the same way in all the clubs. You got a few guys that like to do stuff, and I love to do stuff. And Bob and Jason, and I think that's what brings a club together when you have activities. And if anybody on this meeting, if we're doing something, you don't need a special invitation. If we're doing something, come over and help. It's just not three men. Anybody can come. And if we're doing a function, everybody's invited to that function. I mean, it's if you want to help, you're more than welcome. We won't turn down anybody. So